Let us go to Terry listening in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Patrick. I'm wondering if you know, heaven's supposed to be a perfect place of happiness. If one of your loved ones passes away and, you know, once you're in heaven, you realize that maybe one of your children or one, you know, somebody, your brother or sister, are not making it to heaven. How do you have happiness knowing that they're not in heaven with you?
I've puzzled over that myself.
Do you forget them?
I don't think you forget them. No, I don't think you do. I think that whatever knowledge we have in this life will be super enhanced in the life to come. And knowledge will be added to what we know now. But it's not as though God will purge your memory of things you know, your family members, for example. I think this is the answer. We'll find out when we get there, but I think this is the answer. In a way that we can't fathom right now, because we can't do it right now, because we're not perfected in righteousness the way they are in heaven, I think that what will happen is that you will not be sad or sorrowful. Remember, Jesus himself said that all your tears will be wiped away. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. So in heaven, I think we could safely say we're going to be maximally happy, and there will be no room for sorrow or suffering. And at the same time, if we know, as I think we will, the eternal destiny of family members who don't go to heaven, who go to hell instead, I think the answer is this. We will be so imbued with the love of God that God's justice will be sufficient for us. In other words, God is glorified in his justice, and the people who freely choose to be separated from God for all eternity in hell, that's a manifestation of God's justice. So we rejoice in his mercy, we can rejoice in his justice, and God is glorified in both cases. And in a way that I can't explain because I've never experienced it, I think that the blessed in heaven will be like, okay, you know, that's where you belong. That's what you chose. That's where you belong. It's too bad you're not here with us, but, you know, it is what it is. And I don't think there will be room for mourning because we'll be so happy. Maybe I'm explaining it clumsily, but that's how I understand it, and that's what I'm assuming is it's going to be like.
That's perfect how you're explaining it. It sounds good to me. It sounds like, because I just kept thinking of that over and over again. What if, you know, I don't see them? How would I be happy about that? But yeah, I guess that does make sense what you're saying. And I guess we will find that out.
Yeah, we will.
If we, you know, hopefully make it to heaven.
Here's a thought experiment, Terry. Try this. Imagine trying to explain to an unborn child in the womb what it means to fall in love. Try to imagine explaining fireworks and the ocean and going to a movie. I mentioned falling in love, pizza, 4th of July. You can go on down the list of all the things that we experience in this life that it would be impossible to explain it to an unborn child. There'd be no way he could understand it. And I think that the jump from the womb to this life in terms of how much more there is in this life compared to what's in the womb, I believe that the jump from the womb to this life is a lot less than the jump from this life to the life to come. So that when we go to heaven, the unbelievably more things that are there for us that we can't even begin to imagine will be even greater than the jump from the womb to here. And that boggles my mind. And so I take a bit of comfort in thinking, well, if it's impossible for us to explain to an unborn child what this life is going to be like, how much more so is it impossible to explain what the next life is going to be like?
Right. That makes complete sense. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Terry. Thank you. I love thinking about heaven. I'm happy to take my time if God sees it the same way that I do, but I am looking forward to eventually getting there. Thank you.
For more of The Patrick Madrid Show, visit relevantradio.com/Patrick.